A lack of sleep can affect all areas of your life. So if you're suffering from insomnia, Annie Lawler from Breathing Space Therapies has some top tips to get you sleeping again.
Well, I think the first thing is we've got an incredibly powerful tool right there with us, and that's our breath. To actually switch off from all the whirling thought patterns and to be able to concentrate on the breath is a really good tip. Basically, if you concentrate on breathing very deep down into the abdomen, pushing the abdomen out as you breathe in and pulling it in as you breathe out, and you start to think perhaps about the sounds the breath makes, the feeling of the breath on the way in and out, it's quite a good distraction technique, but it's also a really good relaxation technique too.
So that's the first thing to try. What next? Mm-hmm.
The second one is a kind of progression from that. And it's about looking at different parts of the body and releasing tension within the body. It starts with the toes and the feet. And using the breath, every time you breathe out, you concentrate on the toes and the feet, for example. And with the out breath, just let all the muscles relax and release and just soften, melt away. You'll then progress up the body to the calves and the shins, to the thighs, to the hips, to the back, and gradually finish with the face, if you get that far. Quite often people don't get that far. They'll get as far as perhaps the abdomen and drop off.
So those are two sort of relaxation type techniques. Mm. What about if that's not working for you because you're already worried you're going to forget something or there's a big stressful meeting tomorrow or something like that?
Sure, that's quite a common thing that happens. The best thing to do there is really to either have a pad by the bed with a pen or to have it somewhere nearby so that if you're really thinking about all those things that you really don't want to forget, then just sit up or get out of bed and write down the things that you need to remember or you think you should have done. And it's like a kind of download, really. And it means once they're written down, you know you're not going to forget them. And it's done, so you can forget about them and relax and go to sleep.
So there's three tips. What else would you suggest?
The other one is an aromatherapy tip. And lavender oil is really good for helping people relax and particularly good for helping people go to sleep. And so a few drops of lavender oil on a tissue, a few drops even applied to pulse points can be really good because lavender is one of the few natural oils that you can actually apply directly to the skin. It's a very pleasant smell and it also actually helps you relax.
Now, if you're still struggling, I mean, I'm sort of hoping by this point you've probably fallen asleep, but if you're still struggling, what else could you do?
Sometimes it's just a really good idea just to get out of bed and just potter around for a bit. It kind of breaks the cycle. If you get out of bed, maybe go and sit with a book for a while, maybe have a drink, but just sit and let yourself chill out, but break the pattern. And I think it's a really good thing to do. Interestingly as well, if you do get up, either a chamomile tea, which is very relaxing, or something like a milky drink, which our grannies probably always used to tell us about, is really good for getting to sleep because the calcium in the milk is actually a relaxant. So that's another thing that actually helps.
And your final tip?
The final tip would be perhaps to read. I think a lot of people find reading relaxing. The one thing I would say not to do is to look at the telly. The telly actually excites your brain and makes it very active, so you really don't want to do that. But if you have a good book and that you can sit down somewhere and relax and again break the chain, I think that would be good. Failing all else, I'll give you a bonus. There's a thing called the stop technique, particularly when you're awake because you've got what I call the whirling abdabs, lots of things going on in your brain. Basically, it's just to say gently to yourself, stop, when you find yourself going off in all these directions. And just say to yourself, I can allow myself to go off into a deep, relaxing, refreshing sleep. And just keep bringing yourself back to this stop every time it happens and reminding yourself that you can actually allow yourself to rest.
Now, from your experience working with people with insomnia, have you found that generally speaking, I don't know, 99% of people will benefit from trying at least one of these techniques?
Actually, I have a lot of people who come back afterwards and say thank you because for the first time in ages, they're getting proper night's sleep. And not everything will work for everyone, but usually you will find one or two of those that worked.
And have you ever come across somebody who just can't get to sleep no matter what they try?
I've had people tell me that, but not many, to be honest. And I think usually it's a case that perhaps the brain gets into a habit where because you've spent some time not being able to sleep, You get to a point where you actually go to bed expecting that you can't sleep. And maybe that's where the real problems start. And it's where these distraction techniques, like concentrating on the breath and things, have a real benefit. I've been speaking to people who haven't slept for ages well, and those kind of techniques have really helped them and their partners, actually, because, of course, if you're wakeful, anybody you're sleeping with can suffer as well.
That's Annie Lawler from Breathing Space Therapies.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.